This is Senator Al Simpson. Democrats want to chop $100 billion from the heart of the defense budget without caring one whit how many Americans will be laid off. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, it's your old political ping-pong again. You Democrats try to blame Bush alone for the loss of jobs and the recession. Then you go goofy and turn around and nail the president for not enough cutting of defense spending. Bush wants to hack off $50 billion. Pretty sensible. You say we should slash $100 billion. Your approach will lay off 1 million American workers overnight. Ted, you simply can't have it both ways in a lifetime of trying. Sure, we will cut defense, but let's make the transition a little smoother so we don't smother the economy. This crude example really shows just how little the Democrats really understand about economic policy. Defense equals jobs, period.
You can't be serious, Al. You've made some preposterous arguments in the past, and you're doing it again. What you're saying is we need to keep on spending excessive amounts for defense because it's a good jobs policy for the country. You sound like a Soviet version of Homer Simpson, Al. That's the path the Soviet Union chose. Spend recklessly on military might at the expense of urgent domestic needs. It wrecked their economy and their country, Al, and it'll wreck ours too. Any economist will tell you dollar for dollar investments in defense create fewer jobs than investments in domestic needs. The Cold War's over, Al. Artificially high levels of military spending make no sense. America owes itself an honest peace dividend. We need to invest it wisely in effective ways to revive our economy and build a stronger future. You don't have to put your head in the sand, Al, just because the Pentagon does. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.